very impressed with our running back. We had our local pro day, and he came and worked out. And a lot of times, you know, some of the higher projected prospects shy away from the local workout. And one of the things that was impressive about that young man was that he came and he wanted to compete, and he got in the drills and he did a great job and showed us that he was ready and willing and excited to be a Houston Texan. And so we're excited that he is.
You know, this guy, what stood out to me probably the most about this guy was, well, I'll say this, was him showing up to the local workout. That was a big thing because he was a top-rated back, and I've rarely seen that with local workouts that I've been involved with. And then he was an inside runner. He was a very productive inside runner that broke a lot of tackles for Texas this year. You know, he ran to the outside. He ran to the perimeter. They attacked the defense with him in different ways, but he was a productive first and second down tackle-to-tackle runner, and that was impressive to me. When we were ready to pick, Rick had it exactly the way it was. You know, he was the best player on the board. I mean, he was the guy that we had ranked the highest at that point in time, and Rick made the decision to go do it, and I was all for it. You know, he's a good football player, very productive in college, but certainly there are other things that drafting him does for us, and one of them is hopefully for him to come in here, work hard, do a good job of learning our system, and be able to spell Lamar at times when Lamar needs that. You know, I don't think, you know, it's a case where we overuse Lamar. I just think, you know, all running backs need a little bit of rest every now and then, and hopefully he'll be able to do that.
Well, I don't know that I would characterize it as a steal, but I agree with your assessment. And like Bill said, he was the highest guy still rated on our board. And he was, you know, I do a little bit of a wish list, you know, guys that I just would love to have on our football team. And he's one of those guys that would start, that was on that list because, you know, we just very, you know, obviously you watch him here, it's close, and you see. And I joked with him in Indy at our interview, and I said, hey, that might have been the quietest 2,000 yards I've ever seen. And his response was, well, I did win the Doak Walker Award, so it wasn't too quiet. So he's a good young man, and we're excited to have him as a part of our organization.
Yeah, no, I think he's a healthy guy. I mean, when he was here, he showed up, he's big and fast, and he was in good shape. And, you know, I don't know about the tread and all those different things. I think we look at the production, we learn about the young man, and, you know, obviously he's a great guy. And, but certainly, you know, one of the things that we looked at was his ability to you know, run inside, his ability to be a first and second down back for us. And, you know, he's healthy.